VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Syria's main jihadist group signaled on Sunday it would abide by the terms of a Russian-Turkish deal to prevent a Syrian government offensive on rebel-held Idlib. The deal sets up a demilitarized zone running 15 to 20 kilometers deep into rebel territory that must be evacuated of all heavy weapons and all jihadist groups by Monday. Two leading Senate Republicans are threatening tough punitive action by Congress against Saudi Arabia if missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi was indeed killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, including a possible halt of military sales. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
If we do that, we're really hurting our country.
President Trump says he will take action if Saudi Arabia is behind Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance, but he told reporters over the weekend arms sales mean too much to the American economy. Senator Marco Rubio sees it differently. He tells CBS's Face the Nation, it's not about money.
There's not enough money in the world for us to buy back our credibility on human rights if we do not move forward and take swift action on this.
On ABC's This Week, fellow Republican Jeff Flake says right now the Saudis are offering no credible explanation for why Khashoggi was never seen leaving the Saudi consulate.
I wouldn't be surprised to hear different explanations coming out of the Saudi government very soon. Explanations that, frankly, won't make much sense.
Two suicide attacks have killed 15 people in Baidoa, north of the Somali capital Mogadishu. 30 people were wounded. The first explosion happened when a suicide bomber tossed a grenade at a busy restaurant. In the other, minutes later, a suicide bomber plowed his vehicle into a nearby hotel. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.